You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A rejuvenating welcome to all of you. And I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, and ever-expanding places like iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Never changing for you is that this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And my statement to start today is that Wikipedia defines the verb to rejuvenate as meaning to make someone or something look or feel younger, fresher, or more lively. Okay, so isn't this mainly a show serving beleaguered caregivers who are global and feeling anything but refreshed or rejuvenated? So before you wonder if you've arrived at a mistaken place, please be assured that you are exactly where you need to be during this precious time out of your laden day. And as usual with my guests, we met through studies because we're two continuous learners, and I know that a sense of calm and refreshment is exactly how I felt in her presence each and every time we reconnected in person. Her beautiful aura is amongst the many reasons I invited her to be on today, and I am sure you will feel it, even if indirectly by radio. As well, I begin with a real reminder about making certain to stay in touch with those you care about, and that is to whatever degree you are able, because in fact, I remain quite horrified with myself that I lost track of her life so much over the past while that I did not realize the passing of her mother in June this year until a mutual friend pointed it out. And I say this just to keep it honest, folks, because my point is that we can become so self-absorbed, even in the busy running of a weekly radio show, and that's even without parental caregiving responsibilities right now, but maybe with other replacements, shall we say, that we can forget to lift our heads and notice what is going on in others' worlds. Toward that end, it's feeling time to share an inspiration with you from a favorite volume, as I have not done that for a little while, and it's very pertinent to those with whom I regularly stay in touch, how much this theme has sort of come up in the past little while. And it's from Maria Shriver's book, I've Been Thinking, Reflections, Prayers, and Meditations for a Meaningful Life. And this chapter is called The Power of the Pause. And she starts with, here you are sitting, taking a break before you hit the fast forward button on your life again. I get that. I'm just like you. I live on fast forward too. But I do have a wish for you. Before you go out and press that fast forward button, I'm hoping, actually I'm praying, that you will have the courage to first press pause. That's right, press the pause button. I hope we can all learn about what I call the power of the pause. As everyone is rushing around like a lunatic out there, I dare you to do the opposite. I dare you to pause. Pausing allows you to take a beat, to take a breath in your life. And I'm just extracting, going ahead in the power of the pause, because she says, pause and feel your strength and your vulnerability. Acknowledge your goodness and don't be afraid of it. Look at your darkness and work to understand it, so you'll have the power to choose who you'll be in this world. For women, look at your toughness and your softness. You can and should make room for both in your life. The world needs both. Men, find your gentleness and wrap it into your manliness. You too can make room for both. The greatest men do. I pray that you will be able to pause and spend time with yourself to give thanks for the journey that has brought you here. Express your gratitude today to all those who have made your journey possible. Pause and be grateful for all the love you have in your life and all the love you've ever had. As you head out into the open field of life, keep your mind open, keep your heart open. Don't be afraid to be afraid. Courageous people are often afraid. In fact, that's why they need courage in the first place. Have the courage to go beyond your fears. Have the courage to go beyond judgment, to go beyond others' rules and expectations. Have the courage to go beyond shoulda, coulda, woulda. Live and write your own story, and then be brave enough to communicate it authentically. Trust me, someone else will be inspired by it and learn from it. And finally, remember this. Whenever you're in doubt, pause. Take a moment, look at your options, check your intentions, and then take the high road. I'm telling you something, folks, with all of you. That was hard for me to read. That was actually very hard because it's so present and pertinent for me. And I want to add about our guest to support those reflections. I further love that she has on her website's homepage a meaningful quotation from Vietnamese Buddhist monk and peace activist, a name hard for me to pronounce, and I hope I'm not ruining totally, Thich Nhat Hanh. And he says, smile, breathe, go slowly. I would say that rather says it all, doesn't it? Caregiver or otherwise. And either way, I look forward with abandon and relish to shortly bringing on Adrienne Rowe with her peaceful presence and lived experience. I can tell you that you're in for a real treat today in light of the multiple areas of expertise that she combines plus embodies. So I want you to really wind up welcoming her well. And by the way, as we move into today's conversation, I want you to know that some of what our guest will be sharing is still on the raw side for her too. Mind you, regular listeners of this broadcast have come to anticipate nothing less from the conscious caregiver, because we're about being authentic here. Before she even utters a word, I therefore want to thank her in advance for being transparent. I know that you will join me in expressing silent gratitude for her deep willingness to be of service for beleaguered caregivers, because trust me, she knows of what she speaks, and not just from a theoretical basis either. In fact, I want to give you a little bit of a sense for who Adrienne Rowe is from some information that she had sent me to prepare for today. We've been preparing beautifully together in the background, and I'm so excited to have her on. Who you have with us is a gifted teacher and expert at teaching her own clients how to center themselves. Adrienne is a certified yoga teacher, and I quote here, E-R-Y-T 500. On that note, just that note, we pause for a wee break, And we'll introduce her fully when we come back. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Stand by, all.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and just before our wee pause, we were starting to introduce the context by which I know our guest today, and I was also quoting from one of Maria Shriver's wonderful books, and it was on the power of the pause. And Adrian and I both agree that that was extremely relevant to her appearance today. So just to continue with what I want you to know about Adrian Rowe, she's not only a certified yoga teacher, ERYT 500, but she's also a certified reflexologist, certified aroma freedom practitioner, and a licensed spiritual healer, LSH. Adrian helps busy people and caregivers who feel burnt out, exhausted, and overwhelmed to become rejuvenated. Yoga, therapeutic grade essential oils, and eating radiant food are her passions. Adrian loves the ocean. Yay, we can agree on water. Yay. Walking in the woods and crocheting, which I have done plenty of in my life too. She currently lives in central New Jersey with her husband and teenage son. So I want to say, Adrian, welcome to the Conscious Caregiver Show. And I thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
You're so welcome, Carol Ann. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of this call. And I so agree, as I just want to highlight the power of the pause. That's so essential for all of us.
That is so very essential. Yes. And I would, and I would also love, because I know you have your own journey in many respects, your own elder care journey, and just a little bit further about how you actually came to be doing your work in the world, because I know you have a story.
Yes. So my story is, my mom, as you mentioned, passed away this past June 11th. And I was with her at that last moment. It came up suddenly and quickly. She was 84, and it's been a very long road for her with her dementia, arthritis, heart failure, and a couple of heart falls. In the summer of 2011, we moved her into an assisted living facility and sold her home. Actually, when I thought more about it, it was over a year after. It was early 2013. And in the fall of 2015, we needed to move her into a nursing home, and she remained there since. I was very grateful. I was with her on that evening, and she is now in a better place because dementia is just not a way to live. It's a horrible disease. It really is. She was a real trooper, even so. And I feel like I've been carrying the loss of her vibrant energy for several years. Even though I knew the day of her passing would eventually come, I was in shock and felt an enormous loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not so sure, Adrian, that one is ever prepared fully, even if one knows it is coming. And that's why I said what I did with our treasured audience, that, you know, this is not so long ago chronologically for you, but it has been a long journey when we count backwards in time for you, right? And so that's why we want to accord you every respect in terms of how you're still working through a bunch of things today. And toward that end, I know that there are certain aspects that you have found perhaps especially challenging, and I know that our valued audience would really care, and I mean care, about hearing those. So can you tell us really what you encountered with challenges?
Yes. Well, there were numerous aspects that were quite challenging. In addition to the challenges with her dementia, she was also hard of hearing. Simple conversations with her, communicating with her about her care was extremely difficult. She was unable to hear what I was saying or comprehend what I was saying. And I had to constantly repeat myself, had to speak loudly, spell it out in each word with letters. And even that was really hard for her to just basic things, which is very hard for her to comprehend what was going on for her. So a lot of you just had to just like let go and leave it be and trust that she understands in her own way. The assisted living and the nursing home both were located in a different state for me. So my travel to see her took an entire day. My visits to see her were very emotionally draining, and I needed to take time to rest after my visits. The Medicaid process to obtain the funds needed to pay for her care was probably, I'd say, one of the most grueling and tedious tasks I ever encountered and, I would say, accomplished in my life. Also, the other thing that was really hugely challenging was sorting through all her belongings in her home. This was an enormous undertaking and took several months of traveling back and forth on weekends to her home. And the other hard part was I also, growing up, I did not have the best relationship with her. So for me, it took a lot of forgiveness, compassion, getting through those things, because I know she did the best she could in what she had with her upbringing. And it just took a lot of strength and compassion, as I mentioned, to support her the best way I know I could.
Mm-hmm. Those really, thank you so poignantly about sharing all of that, Adrian. And it's really quite the passel from dementia to the hearing issues and draining visit travels, never mind the Medicaid and sorting through those belongings. You know, you may or may not realize that we've done whole shows on the absolutely depleting process that completing all that paperwork is. And as well, it was only a few weeks ago that we broadcast on selling the parental home, which I subtitled as tackling a mountain of overwhelm without being buried alive. And, you know, on top of it, when you did not have the best relationship with your mom growing up, by your own admission, I can tell everyone that you're not exaggerating over the strength and the compassion and the forgiveness that all of that took. So on that note, we're just due for a wee pause, and you are, of course, listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and stand by, everyone.
Intergenerational programming is uniting America due to the tireless efforts of Dr. Ramona Frischman. Retired from the Miami-Dade County Public School System, Dr. Frischman continues to develop intergenerational learning programs aimed to improve the lives of children, young adults, and seniors through unique strategies and public policy in order to establish a mutually supportive agenda. She views intergenerational programs as a resource for policymakers and the general public on economic, social, and personal initiatives that govern our society. Her work bridges the generational gap, providing many individuals the opportunity to explore areas of common ground and celebrate each other's diversity. Contact Ramona Frischman at ramonalong@aol.com or visit www.gu.org to learn more about intergenerational programming.
Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
Glad to have you with us today, everyone, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We are connecting today with certified yoga teacher, reflexologist, aroma freedom practitioner, and licensed spiritual healer, Adrienne Rowe, about rejuvenation for caregivers. And you know what, folks, being as humble as she is, or maybe because live radio doesn't permit us to cram in everything we want during 1 hour, we haven't yet mentioned that Adrienne is also certified as a Radiant Child Yoga Level 2, Heart and Soul Work for Children, and Karma Kids Yoga. Further, she is a natural foods chef. And even though it's not yet lunch or dinner time in the Eastern time zone, wouldn't you just delight in having her come to your home to help prepare some yummy and nourishing food? I sure would. However, of course, yes, I know, I digress. And Adrienne has just been sharing with us about her own elder care journey and, you know, how she kind of found a bunch of aspects, not the least of which were dementia, hearing issues, travels, Medicaid, sorting through belongings, to be quite trying, along with, of course, the strength, compassion, and forgiveness it took to be there for a mom with whom she didn't always have the best of relationships growing up. And I hope our treasured audience is starting to take away that the past absolutely does compound present elder care tasks, and it is no small feat to overcome our own reluctance to provide support despite our parental history. So we're now going to move into coping with uncopable parents, if you would like, and coping with uncopable systems. So Adrienne, if you can go next into the attitudes and mindsets that you feel have helped you personally to better cope and that I know you want to impart today in service to our audience. So what helped you?
Well, sure, thanks. Radical self-care, really. as a, you know, I've been a yoga teacher now for over 19 years and also a lifelong wellness enthusiast. So many of my tools that I've already learned really help to support my energy in a well-rounded way. I've been journaling since I'm 12, so that also has been a major part of my journey, my yoga movement, and along the way, even before my elder care experience, I stumbled on Yoga Nidra, which is another piece of yoga. It's a guided meditation and deep relaxation, which helped me immensely along my many years for many different ways, grounding my energy, walking, and most importantly, the past few years, a technique called Aroma Freedom. It uses essential oils, particularly Young Living essential oils, to help balance emotions and help release negative emotions and thought patterns. And this tool in particular helped me immensely to reset my energy and feel rejuvenated. I don't go a day without my oils. I also turn to my guides and angels for support. I rested as often as possible and supported myself with nourishing foods. And that has been a lifelong process as well with foods, as you know, my desire to be a natural food chef. My visits to see my mom were also very hard for both my husband and son. So most of the time I traveled solo by train, which took 2 to 2.5 hours each way. So each way, so up to five hours of travel. And I did this by train because it was much easier than to drive because traffic was just unpredictable. And I was able to actually embrace my time on the train to relax, do nothing, to sit, meditate, read, or crochet, and or journal, whatever inspired me at that moment. And since I already eat a pretty healthy diet, I always brought healthy snacks, and always, most of the trips, I would say 99% of them, I always treated myself to a fresh juice at the juice bar in between trains at New York Penn Station.
Those are a lot of great practices that really combine a mindset in how you radically self-cared yourself, if we want to put it like that, and also how we can imagine you on your train trips and how you're being and doing. Funny enough, Adrian, I have an angel deck of cards and I draw three each day, and the top one that I pulled this morning was support. So isn't that, you know, just kind of interesting, right, for those of us who feel inclined. And I always remember you with your oils, and I, you know, my nostrils like opened up wide, and I'm like, oh, what kind of oil are you going to have today, right? I remember that distinctly, can almost inhale their fragrance now, which was lovely and calming for me in that context. So let's carry on with some, you know, practical strategies and approaches that you've also used very successfully. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so these practical strategies definitely hire people who can help. I mean, this makes everything go smoothly. A very good elder care attorney to get all the paperwork in order. We hired, you know, along with an elder care attorney, we hired a Medicaid coordinator who worked with this elder care attorney. This helped to review all the required paperwork and ensured everything was in the proper order. These two things, I would say, is probably the best decisions made in this process and truly made a huge difference in everything going smoothly. And even now, after the months of after her passing, all the paperwork was already in order. So they're really, it wasn't an overwhelming process. It was more overwhelming, I would say, if I'm going back now, 2015, you know, during that stage when the Medicaid process was in progress, it was more grueling then. So now it's all, you know, I'm not saying it's easy now, but it's made it a lot easier than what I've heard from people.
You are right about that. Even though you're in the States, obviously, and I'm in Canada, Americans sometimes labor under a very gross illusion that somehow our healthcare system is less burdened with paperwork. And your story and mine really parallel in what it talked to. In your case, get your mom into like a nursing home, etc. My dad was on the verge of that whilst he was hospitalized near the end. Didn't get there. But we both know that along with the overall elder care process and how grueling that task can be overall with emotions, so too these practical aspects can do you in if you do not have them in place. And that's one of the messages I'm glad you're imparting today, Adrian, because people really need to know both the mindset and the strategies. So let's end there and take a wee pause. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
According to the American Nurses Association, there are approximately 3.5 to 4 million nurses in the United States. So where do all these nurses work? What kind of roles do they have? What kind of education and training help to prepare them for so many different settings? What kind of impact do nurses have on patient outcomes? The World Health Organization has announced that 2020 will be the Year of the Nurse, honoring the 200th birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale. An international initiative called Nursing Now is underway to raise the profile of nursing. The National Academy of Medicine has convened a committee to create the Future of Nursing 2020 to 2030 that will focus on how the nursing profession can create a culture of health, reduce health disparities, and improve the health and well-being of the U.S. population. Learn more and join Joyce Batchelor on All About Nursing, Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the BBM Global Network.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
Welcome back, everyone. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And we're chatting today about rejuvenation for caregivers with certified yoga teacher, reflexologist, aroma freedom practitioner, and also owner of Violet Petals Yoga Oasis, Adrian Rowe. And something that we were talking about before that last break that really struck me, Adrian, was your term radical self-care. Because of course, unbeknownst to you, a regular listener and I frequently correspond after and between shows to observe how valuable are these reminders that guests offer about self-care, and that that's neither selfish nor a luxurious indulgence, but instead a necessity. So I would feedback that you really demonstrate the principle of using your own tools to deal with grueling visits, along with attending to obviously the practical necessities like legal and medical. And again, we agree that this is not always the easiest thing to do or remember when in the throes of caregiving. So thank you for bringing forward your consciousness for all of our benefit. And I know that there are some further things that you want to share about what you've learned about yourself throughout this experience. So why don't we go to your self-learnings next?
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. And thank you. Well, There was a lot I've learned, and I'm still learning. Where, you know, as a work in progress, a lifelong learner, so to speak, I would say that even though I thought I gave myself all the time I needed to rest and rejuvenate, I came to realize I always needed more than I thought. And at times, I didn't even realize until it was too late and suddenly felt completely burnt out and exhausted. I'm still walking this process now. Having gone through all this, I realized I was already grieving my mother's loss several years prior to her passing. You know, her personality was gone. She was not the same. Nothing was perfect. I did the best I could during this process. And really, that's, I would just say, now I'm realizing that's all I needed. At the time, I had more struggles with that. But now I feel that I can see that I did the best I could. And a big thing was that even though my mom was not always present or cognizant, I knew her soul knew I was there for her and I was with her. And I think the other things that I've learned was that the importance of remaining present and aware of your own feelings, the feelings of loneliness, isolation and deep sadness can creep up on you before you realize it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's really important to talk to a supportive family member or friend who can really listen, or find a support group with people who can listen. And another thing that's really important is always plan to do something fun. That is, and something that brings you joy.
You know, Adrienne, much as we have always been like with guests behind the scenes planning for today and everything, as we arrive at this broadcast, you have no idea how pertinent what you just said is. I mentioned to you that I've been finding it an intense week in various ways. And so I truly take away from what you are sharing, not just reminders for the audience whom I treasure, but also for myself. Believe you me. And, you know, we're interested here to bring forward awareness and knowledge that can make, you know, for our listeners, the caregiving experience less stressful. So I'm curious about what other wisdom have we not yet gotten to that I know you want to bring forward today?
Sure. Okay. So I think the other thing is remembering to be gentle with yourself. Remember to breathe often. You just need 5 minutes at a time. Something I always share with clients, remember to just breathe deeply and often. Simply just bring your feet to the earth, breathe, ground, feel your feet sitting there right on the earth, and be present with your feelings, yourself, and any challenges that arise. And really give yourself all the time you need, plus more than you think. I've already said that previously, but really that's really so essential, because the pain from grieving or the challenges of caregiving may never go away, or at the time, or may feel like they'll never go away. However, these tools can support you and help uplift you during the process of healing or whatever stage you're in. And always nourish yourself with healthy food to keep you energized. Rest as often as possible and do only the things that bring you joy. And, you know, as we just said, do something fun. And then interestingly, a friend who lost his wife a couple of years ago shared, I think shortly after she passed, he always said, don't postpone joy. And that really stayed with me during this process. And I always would like to also suggest meditation to help still your mind, quiet your mind, release the chatter, all the thoughts, make time for yourself, and your self-care. Just let go of all the unnecessary, all the distractions that just don't serve your best interest. And something I've also learned along the way, taking digital breaks, and something I'm actually doing more and more even now.
Yes, and just indeed, stay right on that note, Adrian. Digital breaks is going to be very important. We're just due for a wee check-in with some commercials. So right now, this is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Have you ever wondered why some children recover from their symptoms of autism while others never seem to get any better? After 13 years of research, Karen Thomas has recovered her own son from his symptoms of autism naturally. She now shares how she did it with you in her free webinar so that you can have the right resources and knowledge to help your child. The definition of recovery is to regain health. Karen offers this to you in four stages: healing the gut, natural heavy metal detoxification, balancing the co-infections of autism, brain support, and repair. Register now for this free webinar to help you know what you can do to help your child to sleep better, be more calm, improve focus, and reach their fullest potential to live a happy, healthy life. Go to naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop, empowering parents with the resources to naturally recover autism from a mom who's done it. Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Welcome back, all, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify, and we're chatting today about rejuvenation for caregivers with certified yoga teacher, reflexologist, aroma freedom practitioner, and owner of Violet Petals Yoga Oasis, Adrian Rowe. And Adrian has just been sharing with us a little bit about her own learnings and also some additional words of wisdom that she wishes to impart. By the way, even before I get to my thank you in a little bit from now, I encourage you to go onto her website because she's got a tab there called Breathing Room, and there are wonderful serenity-inducing breathing audio such as Take 5, which a person can use anytime just to get grounded, calm, and clear. And so, Adrian, you were just speaking to the importance of taking digital breaks, and in today's over technology world, I think that was a really important point that I just want you to have the opportunity to complete, as well as also some additional words of wisdom I know you have for us. So take it away.
Sure. So the digital break is very important. I mean, no email, no social, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Just really just take your mind off it. And it just makes such a difference to not be connected. I mean, of course, keep availability for text messages, phone calls, for important things, you know, from friends or family. That's okay. But the digital breaks really make a difference. Getting outside, to breathe the fresh air, even if it's only for 5 minutes, I think it's so essential. I always find so much peace and solace when I go outside for a walk in nature. It's so refreshing and rejuvenating at the same time. And I'm so grateful. I live right near a park with lots of trees. I love connecting to my nature spirits and guides. I love looking at the sky, the clouds, the trees, and all my surroundings on the wharf, and the smells. It's just wonderful. And this time of year for us, maybe a little bit different for you, Carol Ann, but for us, we have the changing of the seasons, the colors and the leaves are just magnificent. So it really makes a huge difference. And remember what's important to your well-being first. Like the flight attendant on the airplane would say, put on your face mask first before you can take care of another. And another one I've always used, being a mom, if mom ain't happy, no one is. And in this case, mama is the caregiver. So male, female, whatever. It's just, you are the caregiver. You need to take care of yourself first to care for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. That is so important. And Adrian, because I know my treasured inner circle of audience members, I can hear ya thinking to yourself, oh yeah, Carol Ann, yeah, see why I always talk to you about taking walks in nature and taking a moment to breathe and, you know, the power of digital breaks when I remind myself, I can hear them saying that with us. So, Adrian, you know, I didn't pay you to say that, but it was all good stuff, as is what you are sharing with us today. Now, I have some other important points that dovetail with what you have shared, but I also want to make sure, because you have been so rich in offering us so much today, that I want to get down for people. Where can they find out more about you? Tell us about those things next.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate it. So my website is violetpetalsyoga.com. So violet, like the color violet, it's the color of the seventh chakra. Violet petals, like a flower petal, yoga.com, violetpetals, yoga.com. And I'm happy to connect with anyone for further conversation on the topic of rejuvenation. And there's a contact page on the upper right-hand corner of my website for folks to complete to connect with me directly to learn more about my programs for busy people and caregivers. And I just want to highlight again, as you've already mentioned so kindly, thank you, of these short breathing audios on the tab called Oasis Breathing Room. And it's free for anyone to access and use as often as possible. I do have plans to upload some more audios in the near future. So keep looking back for those.
That's very good, Adrian. So really, your violetpetalsyoga.com is the best place to find you, correct? And we can access you, like, say, for a clarity call if we fill in your contact form. Did we get that right for you?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Very good. Because this is really important, because you have offered today so much and you offer so much richness there that I want people to be fully aware of what's available to you. And I think you've also declared some other important things that I don't want to pass by, Adrian. And one of those was your core message that you're still walking through the grieving process in many regards, even now, although personally, I do not consider 4 months after a loss that included grieving beforehand to be, you know, too much to expect, because North American society in particular can just have ridiculous strictures that expect you to move on. And one of my most hated phrases, suck it up. Oh my gosh, I want to ban that one, like minutes after the person has passed away. And the second one is the point that the challenges of caregiving maybe never quite go away, but there are certainly means by which to support yourself, no matter what stage you're in. And Adrian, I know you join me, and I thank you for this. If only we could get caregivers to understand those truths before they are in it, because I do utter a bit of a sigh that folks may hear, because I constantly say, rather than waiting for yourself to be in the steps, the midst of it, you know? What can you do to prepare for this? And maybe it's human nature or something, but either way, I really do thank you for highlighting those points along with everything that you have shared with us today. And so on that note, I'm going to start my gratitude, but I know I want to say more about this when we will come back. For right now, I start almost by returning to where we began today, Adrian, and that is to allow me to renew my dedication of deep gratitude for your consistent graciousness throughout this most recent period of us being in contact. And I'll pick up right on that note in a moment. We're just here at the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm, of course, your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Have you ever wondered why some children recover from their symptoms of autism while others never seem to get any better? After 13 years of research, Karen Thomas has recovered her own son from his symptoms of autism naturally. She now shares how she did it with you in her free webinar so that you can have the right resources and knowledge to help your child. The definition of recovery is to regain health. Karen offers this to you in four stages: healing the gut, natural heavy metal detoxification, balancing the co-infections of autism, brain support, and repair. Register now for this free webinar to help you know what you can do to help your child to sleep better, be more calm, improve focus, and reach their fullest potential to live a happy, healthy life. Go to naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop, empowering parents with the resources to naturally recover autism from a mom who's done it.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to our last few precious moments together. And we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And we've been having with us today Adrian Rowe, who has been sharing to me poignantly about her own elder care journey with her mom, as well as offering strategies and mindsets founded within her yoga, aroma freedom, spiritual healing, and other areas of expertise. And I was just saying, Adrian, before that pause, that I renew my dedication and really it's deep gratitude for your consistent graciousness, because your unfailing warmth truly means the world to me. And honestly, only those within my innermost circles realize the full extent of courage and commitment that it takes to mount this show weekly. So when I have a forthcoming guest who generously shares her expertise, it is like a boon to my soul. And this is especially so because I do know that you are yet grieving your mom's loss, and you realize how much I appreciated the energy of that early photo you shared of her with your community. It was very moving to me. And I know that you remain tender in more ways than one, even though you've used your practices to be very centered and grounded with us today. And I think it's your own act of strength to show up in visible and vulnerable ways here, because we actually have folks who tune in from as far away as Japan, and I mentioned last week Australia, amongst other locations. So, you know, I know you're doing this all, Adrian, in order to make a difference for those caregivers toward whom our hearts both go out. And to me, that's the beauty of it, because speaking of beauty, I also enjoyed that you have a quotation on your site from 13th century poet, theologian, and mystic Rumi, and it says, "Let the beauty of what you love be what you do." And that sentiment certainly captures who you are and what you do. And so, Adrian, I wish you every possible joy and fulfillment as you go about contributing to so many people who benefit from your extensive range of expertise. You are definitely appreciated. So thank you for being on today.
You're so welcome. I'm so appreciative to have this opportunity to be on this call with you, and I hope that it helps other people in some way and inspires people.
Beautiful. More. Beautiful, Adrian. Thank you. And as a quick preview of next week, we're going to be talking about designing your next chapter. And again, this different than usual approach will come from two guests for the price of one. They're going to be sharing their book called Retirement Your Way, The No-Stress Roadmap for Designing Your Next Chapter and Loving Your Future. And because this decade is coming to a rapid close, I urge you to keep thinking already right now about how you're going to get supported and ready for 2020, which is right around the curve. So access Adrian's offer to contact her. I have the equivalent for a free confidential readiness session on my own website or at carolann@carolannhamilton.com. An archive will be shortly produced for this program, and you can always find them at boldbravemedia.com. Shows, The Conscious Caregiver, Self-Help or Health, and as always, we end by saying you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
The 20 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca. The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.